Task 2. Identifying numbers. Listen to costs of direct mail advertising, fill in the blanks, and try to notice different kinds of numbers in the recording.
Costs of direct mail advertising. For direct mail, you are dealing with not just large volume printing costs, but also purchasing qualified lists. If you, for instance, are advertising for a new auto repair shop, you want to send your mailing to people who own older cars. If you're advertising a new children's product, you want to send it to households with children. This information will cost you. With direct mail, you will be looking for a good ROI, return on investment, and have to deal with the fact that a response rate of 1-2% is typical. That means you can only expect around 3 calls for every 100 mailings. And that's not a conversion rate either. So you will have to send out hundreds of thousands or even millions of mailings to get the kind of conversion rate you need to be successful. Here's an example. Your product costs $70. You want to make $20,000. You are going to get lucky and get a 2% response rate. You will close the sale on 33% of those people. $70 times 33% times 2% equals 0.46. 20,000 divided by 0.46 equals 43,478. That means you will need around 44,000 mailings to get your $20,000. But remember, those mailings cost money, and that figure doesn't include a profit. You will need to send out many more mailings to absorb the costs of printing and mailing and still make money. But as direct mail is still one of the most effective ways to reach a consumer, it can be done easily.